Welcome back to TLB Talk Radio. Today, I'm going to give you a bit of a special. And I'm going to ask that you please refrain from trying to call in today. I apologize for not taking calls, but I've got a one-hour show and I've got enough to put out today that I'm barely going to be able to make that. Y'all know that Roger knows how to talk. So, this is why we call it TLB Talk Radio. What I will tell you, though, is that I value everything that anybody has to say about anything I say. So, as is my practice, every Monday prior to noon Central Time, noon being the latest, there is an article published on thelibertybeacon.com, and it has this show embedded in it. And I would appreciate anybody who has any comments going to thelibertybeacon.com to the show and putting your comments on. Now, the show can be identified because it'll be the only thing with a lion's head on the slideshow. And the name of the show is If You Wished to Destroy a Nation. Yes, I said that. If You Wished to Destroy a Nation. And what we're going to talk about today is something that most of you don't stop to consider. There is so much going on behind door number one until you start to figure it out, and door number one slams closed, and door number two opens up, and all of a sudden there's another major catastrophe, and oh my God, and everybody's focused on that, and when you start to figure that out, that door closes, door number three opens up, and we go through the same scenario. You've all heard me say this before. I'm going to repeat it. Step back and look. All three doors are in the same studio, and it's all owned by the same people. But this is what's happening. Never before in my lifetime, and I'll be 70 years old in 2.5 years, never before in my lifetime have I seen so many catastrophes happening simultaneously in America. And if you don't think it's choreographed, again, I don't apologize when I say this, you're a moron. It is choreographed. Each and every one of these is choreographed. And it is being done in order to keep your focus away from reality. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about reality. And Roger likes to talk about reality. Most of you have heard me basically on John's show for well over a year, every single week, where he gave me the rein to talk about reality. This is the value of RBN. Listen to me. Well, actually, you are. But the point here is there isn't another platform out there I know that gives me the purview, the venue, and the ability to tell you reality as much as I really would like to. RBN needs to be valued. RBN needs to be shared. You need to talk about RBN. Republic Broadcasting Network, as much as you talk about the Liberty Beacon Project, as much as you talk about TLB Talk, our new social media project, these are my partners, RBN. Even if it's just in sharing information, this is one of the most valuable platforms I know of. So when you talk to your friends, let them know if they want to know what reality is, go to the Liberty Beacon Project. And if they want to hear what reality is, go to RBN. I don't get paid to say this. I don't get nothing from RBN. I have a platform. That's what they give me, and it's more valuable than any cha-ching they could hand me. I could be making a lot of money if I was still working for the military-industrial complex. If money was my wish, If money was my goal, if money was my intent, I certainly wouldn't be doing this. So what I look for in a valued partner is the ability to get a word out to you. And RBN provides that. So let's talk about reality today. Again, the name of the show, and I will be talking for the next hour, with the exception of a break. But the name of the show again is If You Wish to Destroy a Nation. Well, contrary to what most would believe today, it doesn't take a massive war or even a nuclear war to destroy a nation. It just doesn't. Even one as substantial in the global scheme of things as the United States of America. Today, there are powers and mechanisms in place, whether they be military, sociological, or economic, that can accomplish this goal without extensive or total destruction. Let me ask you a question. If my goal was to bring the leaders, the leading nations of this planet, to its knees and put them all under one rule, if my goal was to thin down the herd to a more manageable level, if these were my goals, why would I do it using a massive war that would destroy the entire infrastructure, not only for us, but for them? Why would I do it using a nuclear war, which would absolutely put you in your bunkers for the next 20,000 years? I wouldn't. I would use mechanisms that are being used all around us today, but hey, look, door number two's open. Everybody's watching that right now. Not enough people realizing all three doors are in the same theater and they're all owned by the same people. So again, this military, sociological, or economic situation can be handled without extensive or total destruction. And it is being. Today we are witnessing this on a massive scale far beyond what most have even considered or would have considered a decade ago. The people like me were. Remember, I worked for the military-industrial complex starting in 1980, and I left them in the early 2000s. And before that, I spent 8 years on nuclear submarines as a submarine sonar technician, cross-rated from an electronics technician. Do I know the technology? Yes. Do I know the military-industrial complex? Yes. What did I do? I serviced DOD contracts. I worked basically for the Department of Defense of the biggest military the planet had ever seen, or the most powerful military. How many of you know that out of 196 or 194, depending on who you're talking to, nations on this planet, the United States has a military presence, whether it's overt or covert, in over 170 of them? Is there a reason for this? Can you imagine why our defense budgets are far beyond what even China's is, what China's and Russia's combined are? Stop and think about that. Stop and think about what I'm saying. And there is a reason for that. Today, we can stand back and observe as many global governments stand on the verge of collapse. I'm not kidding you. Look at what's happening in Australia. Look at what's happening in New Zealand. Look at what's happening in Canada. Look what's happening, and I could go on and on. If you think it's just people uprising, well, yeah, that's a big part of it, and they were driven to that. But what's it doing to the governance in that country? It is putting that governance on the verge of collapse. And all of this was choreographed not last year, not a decade ago, not a generation ago, not a century ago, but centuries ago. This was all kicked off at the, I don't know, in the 17th century. The absolute takeover by a few select individuals who controlled the money in the most influential countries on the planet, who figured if they could get the entire planet under a single rule, boy, my God, what would they have? Yeah. So all of this was choreographed centuries ago. That's not a joke. You can do the research. But it's been kicked into overdrive in the last several generations. And why is that? Because of the increasing support from rapidly advancing technology. In the 1700s, if you wanted to get a word from somebody in Spain to a word in to somebody in England, you either had to send somebody on horseback all the way up to the channel, then they'd have to get on a boat and cross the channel, then they'd have to get on another horse and ride to wherever the message had to be delivered and deliver it. We're talking weeks, if not months, if you had to get a message to somebody in America from somebody in England. Well, you had to sail across the Atlantic Ocean and then get on a horse and find out who or find the place where the individual was where you had to deliver the message. Today, you pull out your phone, you hit power on, you go, dip, 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 bam, message is there. Now take that technology and understand this. Long before you ever saw that, the military had it. Remember what I did for a living, either in or working directly for the military. Remember what I did for a living. I saw technology 20, 30 years ago that some is just being seen today. So if you take what I just said about the instant delivery of messages and you apply it to everything from the ability to communicate to the ability to kill, you understand how a globalist or an elitist agenda accelerates beyond anything you can imagine over the last several generations. Why? I told you. Because of the acceleration of technology. And that's not a joke, that's an absolute fact. And everybody listening to this is probably shaking your heads going, yep, yep. Yeah, because this is an honest to God truth. For hundreds of years, basically starting in the early 17th century, a caste of elites controlling a large portion of the wealth and thus the economies of key countries have schemed to bring the entire globe under their rule. This is not a guess, and history is replete with many of these would-be emperors stating that in just such wishes, stating it. Although they were framing it in quotes meant to convince the peons of their times of their benevolent intentions. Can you say bullcrap? Can you? Because you look at these quotes today and you wonder, gee, I wonder what they really meant when they said that. It wasn't pretty. And it wasn't. It was intended to make you and me, if we lived back then, feel good. But what it was an overreaching malevolence, not benevolence. The focus of this commentary today is on America. Make no doubt about it. This is about America. For all of you out there who don't understand where I'm going with this, let me explain something to you. America is one of the biggest tools of the elites and one of the most productive tools of the elites they've ever had. Stop and think of how I opened this show and tell me how you can't understand that. This focus is on, and this commentary is on America, and the mechanisms of control utilized over the last century by said elites to not only bring in an era of global governance, the Great Reset, the New World Order, global governance, but to also negate, destroy, or severely damage the power or the powerful entity slash tool they had used to accomplish this. Yes, America, we the people. I started this off by telling everybody here that there's 194 or 196 nations on this planet, of which there is a military presence via the United States either overtly or covertly in over 170 of them. Why? Why? Why would the United States of America have an overt or covert military presence in 90% or 95% of all of the nations on the planet? Why? Stop and think about that. Is it to protect you and me? No. It isn't. It's to advance an agenda. Well, it's not your agenda. It's not my agenda, but this is a country ruled by we the people, isn't it? Well, it's supposed to be. It is, isn't it? Would you be okay spending billions and billions of dollars that could go to improving your neighborhood, improving the infrastructure, improving, instead keeping people in 174, I think, or 175 nations across the planet, military presence? How many of you would be okay with that? How many? I know I'm not. And I spent most of my adult life working within that system. That's because I had what was called programmed ignorance. Gee, what's the mission statement of the Liberty Beacon Project? It is the eradication of programmed ignorance. Well, I had to start with me. I was one of the most ignorant people you have ever met in your life. And ignorance does not denote the lack of intelligence or the lack of smarts. It denotes the lack of information so that you can make the proper, I don't know, decisions, come to the proper understanding. When I was working for the military industrial complex, to me, that was the biggest, baddest, best thing on the entire planet. It wasn't until I left it and started to look back. I turned around and looked and went, what? What about? How come? Why? Because I had now the internet. We're at that technology again, and I was able to look at the things I had been doing in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s, when the internet either didn't exist or it was so new that the capabilities were extremely limited, especially to people like you and me. Very limited. So what did I know about all of the things I know today? Nothing. Or what little bit got into some of these magazines and stuff that people would hand out on the streets, but you never found it in Newsweek. You never found it in Time. You never found it on mainstream media. But it was there. And it was happening. Today, we have the ability to see that. So let's start this off by bringing the scenario a little bit closer to home. Let's start this all off by putting the focus on the cowboys of the world. We the people of America. America and its meteoric rise to military and economic superstardom globally in a rather short period in the scheme of global history. Let's talk about that, okay? We're talking about something having transpired over a century or less, and if we compare it to the rise of empires such as Great Britain, Greece, Rome, and others, my throat, my sinuses, everything seems to bug me once I start doing these shows. Maybe, again, psychosomatic, but it's not going to keep my message from getting through. Please excuse the occasional sniffling and coughing. But again, let's talk about empires like Great Britain. Let's talk about empires like Greece, like Rome. These were far-reaching empires, and there were others, okay? But they didn't happen in 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years. These happened over hundreds of years. Some of them developed over 1,000 years. But yet, America not only came into its own at the beginning of the 20th century, but she came into a prominence that made her the leader of the entire globe in many aspects. Yet never in world history has a nation gained so much influence and so much power so quickly to literally dominate global politics. Again, and global economics. Not such as the USA accomplished in a very short period of time. And if you don't think what I'm about to say is true, you need to do a little research. This wasn't a mistake. This wasn't an oops. This was planned. This was choreographed. Let's talk about the beginning of the 20th century. Let's talk about Woodrow Wilson. Let's talk about on his deathbed apologizing to the American people for having betrayed them. Let's talk about the ability for them to suck income tax out of us. Let's talk about the ability of them to put up a Federal Reserve that would absolutely choke us off one day economically. Gee, look at what's happening around you today. If you think that it is, I don't know, a mistake that inflation is out of control, if you think it's a mistake that individuals who own banking privileges across the planet, and they grant themselves these privileges, not us, if you think that they don't hold far more power than what you're being told, you're absolutely wrong. But most of you already understand that. You understand the power of the Federal Reserve and the Federal Reserve style banks across the planet. And just about every country out there, with I think the exception of three or four on the entire planet, now has a Federal Reserve style bank. Oh, gee, imagine that. Not a joke. Okay. So let's step into the recent past and ask a few questions concerning what happened to get us where we are today. And where are we today? Take a look around you. You live in what is, I don't know, reported to be the most powerful nation on the planet. You live in what is reported to be the most economically rich nation on the planet. You live in what is supposed to be the healthiest, the smartest, the most well-educated. I've got to explain something to you. Most of what I just said is a lie. But that lie is still being sold to you, and it's still being sold to your children. Take a look at the books your kids are learning from today, especially if you're my age, or even if you're not, even if you're in your mid-40s, even if you're in your early 50s, not 67, almost 68 like me. Take a look at your children's social studies book, please. And remember what you were taught. And then try and figure it out in your brain why that ain't the same book. Why those aren't the same things you were taught. Why they don't know about things that you were told about. And they never will. Not unless you tell them. So again, let's step into the recent past and ask a few questions. Let's ask a few questions about what the hell happened to get us where we are today. If I was going to, or let's go right back to the title, if you wished to destroy a nation. Now, the points I'm going to go through, and again, all of this will be in the article tomorrow. So anybody who wishes to question or make a comment, you're not going to be able to do it today. Go to thelibertybeacon.com. Look for the show, and you won't miss it on the slideshow. TLV Talk Radio, Episode 4, If You Wish to Destroy a Nation. And click on that and put your comments in there. I would absolutely love to answer your questions. And if it's something that requires it, maybe we'll even have a discussion one-on-one. The point here is what people need to understand is that door number two is closing, but before you get too comfortable, let me guarantee you door number three will open. And your focus will be slammed right to the next emergency. And if you think any of this is by accident, you're a moron. It's choreographed. So let's go into these points, all right? The first point is, how many of you listening to this truly feel that Basement Joe gleaned the largest vote tally in modern history when he couldn't even fill a high school auditorium to listen to his speeches? How many of you truly believe he truly destroyed a man that filled massive stadiums with tens of thousands, and always there was overflow that couldn't get in everywhere he went? Did anyone ever see Trump talk to a half-empty school auditorium? I know you can't answer that right now, but I don't think anybody's going to say yes. We're talking about a guy who literally spoke to crowds of 30 to 50,000 people everywhere he went. We're talking about a guy who spoke to crowds who camped out the night before in lines that were almost a mile long to make sure they got a seat. As compared to a guy who walked into a school auditorium that could hold maybe 1,000 people, and you were lucky if there were 200 there. Stop and think about what I just said. This is a guy who we are told won the largest electoral vote for president in modern history. You have to talk, when we talk like that, we got to talk about the percentage of the population and the votes supposedly tallied. There are estimates between 81 and 84 million votes were cast for Joe Bob. And I would believe there were between 81 and 84 million votes cast, but they weren't for Joe Bob. They've stolen those numbers from Trump. But that's another point we'll get to a little further down. What I need you all to understand is, as soon as you started to doubt this, stop and think about it. As soon as you started to doubt, how the hell could Sleepy Joe hide in your basement, Joe Bob, win the biggest number of votes in modern history for any presidential candidate, and he couldn't even draw more than a couple hundred people to listen to him talk? Is there anybody listening to this who is literally that stupid? Is there? How the hell do you glean the largest number of votes in history for a presidential candidate in this fashion? You don't. You can't. It's impossible. But as soon as we started to question that, door number two opened. All right, let's go to the next point here. How many understand that the Biden family, okay, is in violation of the RICO Act? On so many levels, it's insane. How many of you listening to this understand that the Biden family is and could be found guilty very easily of sedition and treason? How many of you understand that just via what comes off the laptop and the emails of Hunter Biden, the ability to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that both Hunter and Joe Bob were involved with those we were supposed to be leery of, we were supposed to push back against? We're talking about deals with communist countries. We're talking about deals with countries that were considered to be not our allies, but those we needed to fear. Russia, China, the Ukraine. Well, the Ukraine was pretty much a pity party. But the point here is, there is proof beyond a shadow of a doubt between the laptop and the actual comments made by Joe Bob and the emails that have been discovered since, that this has all been done. Stop and think about what I just said. This guy is sitting in the White House. His son's laptop, okay, and other mechanisms they've gotten media from have proven that this guy has had crack parties with minors and sexual encounters. This is on film. Okay? What type of pressure do you think, especially a country like China, could put on a sitting president via these mechanisms? Why would you, in your right mind, ever allow someone in that position into the White House? We'll be back. Disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words and I might teach you. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hear my words out of my heart, teach you. Take my arms out of my heart, reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops fell, and echoed in the wells of silence.
All right. I think I mentioned this on the last show. Nobody's ever going to accuse me of not disturbing the sound of silence. And let me also tell everybody that's listening right now, this show is not about whether Joe Bob should be in the White House or not, or why he probably wasn't really elected. These are just points I'm making leading up to a crescendo. So let's continue onward so we can get to that crescendo before this is all done, okay? Now, if you stop to consider what I just said, there's got to be a reason to have this guy in the White House, all right? How many of you truly understand that another elite loss like the Donald Trump-Hillary Clinton race would not, could not, and should not be permitted if they were going to avoid losing another four, almost 5 years of their agenda advancement? Had Hillary been in office, a lot of what you're seeing today would have happened 5 years ago. Not now. It was supposed to. It didn't. Why? Trump, the spoiler. Joe Bob had to be elected at all costs, regardless of any and all tactics he used. There's absolute proof beyond a shadow of a doubt of the the total rigging of a national election. But it has been stomped down. How? Because door number two opened up and you weren't looking at door number one anymore. And when you started to get used to what was in door number two or doubt it, door number three opened up. Having succeeded in getting the king of all puppets installed in the highest office in the land, their agenda could now proceed full stream ahead. But how? What mechanisms could be used to rapidly complete the changes that had been fomenting in America or in the American society for years, but had not been reached to a point of effectiveness yet? They just hadn't gotten where they wanted to be. Well, part of the reason was things that jumped in their way, like Trump. What could be done to throw all of us, or all of this, into overdrive to help make up for the five lost years? What five lost years? I already told you about them. Trump wasn't supposed to win in 2016. What I will present you with in each of the following topics and categories I'm about to present is not by far the only issues pertaining to said categories, but the ones most can see or immediately understand because they are door number one, door number two, and door number three. And the following points deal with today issues. As to go much deeper, and we certainly could, would require about an entire school semester, and we just don't have that today. Okay? Not on an hour show. So, if I, as an elitist, had to, I don't know, if I had to determine that America had basically served its purpose and must now be pushed aside so a new global reality could reign supreme, I think the following points would pretty much be paramount. Now listen to what I'm about to say to you, because every one of you will recognize each one of these. And each one of these, and there's 10 categories here, each one of them is a different door in the same theater owned by the same people. And they're not necessarily listed in order of importance, although they're all vitally important. They're just listed. Let's start out with, if I needed to get rid of America, if I needed to bring America to her knees, if I wished to destroy a nation, one of the things I would do is destroy its social harmony. I don't know, BLM, Antifa, burning, destroying, and looting mainstream America with impunity, while local police are demonized and defunded, leaving citizens in increasingly dangerous positions, all in the name of eliminating racism and white supremacy. Now, let me ask you a question. And again, I'm only going back to this point because you'll understand. During Trump's 4 years in office, we saw the least amount of screams about white supremacy. We saw a Black America literally stepping up and becoming part of the political realm. We saw them having better, I don't know, chances at things. We saw them having a chance of a much better life. We saw them stepping up and literally saying so. But not too long after that, what we see is BLM and Antifa burning and destroying and looting Main Street America with impunity. And if they were arrested, they were released the following day without any bail costs. And who was going to protect us? The local police. What are they trying to do? They're screaming, defund the police, get rid of them. They're white supremacists. They're racist. And who were they protecting? They were protecting you. And all of a sudden, the race relations in the 4 years prior to that had mended far better than during any presidential term I can remember went to hell in a handbag. And it did it very quickly. What's the next thing I would do? That's the first thing. Let's destroy racial harmony, social harmony. Let's advance the racial ticket. Let's scream racism. Everybody who is white has to be a white supremacist. Everybody who is white has white privilege. This is the way it had to be. The next thing we do, door number two, is destroy the system of education. Racial segregation, demonizing and demoralizing and utilizing mechanisms such as critical race theory, whereby I segregate my classroom with my black students and my white students, and I tell my white students they need to get on their knees and beg for forgiveness because they're supremacists, and I tell all of my black students that they've been treated like hell and they ought to be pissed off and they deserve reparations. So what am I doing? Right within the classroom itself, I am fomenting racial division. I am enhancing racism. And if you don't think that these kids aren't really, really looking into this, aren't really buying into this, they don't have a choice. They're at an age where everything impresses them. And this is what's happening. Not only that, but I'm telling my kids, don't worry about the math, especially if you are Latino, especially if you're a black student, especially if, because that's racist. So you're not going to have to learn math, okay? You're not going to have to do this. You're not going to have to do that. There's no such thing as Fs anymore. Ds will be very rare if you ever see one of those, which means our children can no longer compete. Why? Because they're not really forced to learn. That's racist. It is. And who is it race? Who's the racist here? Well, it's probably the white people. It's probably the white supremacists. And we can't have that. So we're going to graduate you with decent grades, whether you have earned them or not, in the name of anti-racism. Anybody here believe that anything I'm saying is wrong? All you have to do is go to the Liberty Beacon or to the internet and put in the keywords I've just given you, and every fact I've just recited will pop up. None of this is a joke. If you destroy the system of education, that is the beginning of the destruction of the society. Let's go to the next one. How about if you destroy its economic backbone? In less than 100 years, the United States went from being an average nation, because I would tell you that at the beginning of the 20th century, we weren't nothing special. We weren't. But it didn't take very long for the United States to excel globally into the most powerful economic engine the world had ever seen. During World War II, the United States alone outproduced almost every other nation on the planet combined. That's how powerful our economic engine was. But if you're locking down family-owned and small businesses on Main Street, that's 80 to 85% of our economy. Don't let anybody lie to you and tell you it's big business. It isn't. A minimum of 80% of the gross national product and the financial wealth and power in this country is generated by mom-and-pop businesses. But if you lock them down, right, and you're allowing the large corporate businesses to remain open and thrive as a result, because if I can't go downtown to my local shop, which I really favored, and I've got to go to Walmart now, I still have to eat. I still need shoes when they have holes in the bottom. I still need. So when you lock down and destroy 80% of the economy while allowing the large corporate businesses to remain open and thrive as a result, and closing down domestic energy production in favor of foreign supplies from questionable sources with unreliable delivery situations. What am I talking about? I'm talking about when Biden came into office, one of the first things he did was shut down a major pipeline. Prior to Biden taking office, and again, we go back to Trump, and this isn't a Trump, beat my chest about Trump. These are just facts. Trump was the first president to bring the United States to energy independence in a very long time. We didn't depend on Russia. We didn't depend on the Middle East. We didn't depend on anybody. Did we still buy from them? Yes, we did. But we didn't have to. We had what was called energy independence. What was required to keep the United States running, whether it was our cars, our heat, our manufacturing, we could produce within this country up until the point that we were selling energy across the planet. And that was cut off immediately on his first day in office. And when they started to realize that we no longer had the energy we needed to support the infrastructure of the United States, he went and begged OPEC to increase production. And of course, if you beg them to increase production, then they control the price. And what happens to the cost of energy? Well, gee, I think we all know what happens to the cost of energy, don't we? So, door number three, destroy a country's economic backbone. Get rid of the people who drive the economy, 80% of it. Force those businesses into closure and get rid of the energy independence that allowed us to do exactly this. Get rid of it. That was done within the first couple of weeks of Joe Bob taking office, or at least it was set into motion, such as lockdowns. Door number four, destroy the supply chain. Yeah, I'm going to say this. You tell the truckers they can't do anything unless they get shots. You tell people who work in the ports that they can't work unless they get shots. You tell things coming in that they can't be moved around unless all of these mandates are afforded and adhered to. Once you start, especially in a supply chain that has been moving for generations, if you put a stop to that supply chain, getting it started again is not an easy thing. As a matter of fact, you will have one falter after another falter after another falter. It will pile up on each other to the point where you end up with a situation that may be even worse than stalling it. Gee, look around you. When's the last time you were even in Walmart? How many empty shelves do you see even in Walmart? How many? Do you think this is, an accident? If you do, you're a moron. It isn't. That's door number four. How about door number five? Destroy a nation's faith in its government. Oh my God. There aren't even very many Democrats left today who look at the White House and go, this guy's doing a great job. Why? Because they're paying three times more for a steak today than they did, a year ago. They're paying 2.5 times more for a gallon of milk. Their best friend's business had to close down, or their business had to close down. They don't have a job anymore. Life sucks. Unconstitutional mandates, unconstitutional voting laws, spying on citizens, proclaiming parents as domestic terrorists because they don't want our children being taught critical race theory. I don't either. But yet, if I go to my school board and tell them I don't want that, I'm now classified as a domestic terrorist. Are you freaking kidding me? Why? Because I have concerns for my child. So nowadays, if you have concerns for your child, the government says you're a domestic terrorist. You think I'm kidding? Look it up on the internet. Go to the Liberty Beacon and type in parents, domestic terrorist. You'll get all the information you need. This is out of control. Let's also consider corrupt spending triggering runaway inflation. Of the trillions of dollars worth of bills that have been passed lately, how much of that do you think is actually going for what they say it's going for? or how much of it is going to grease the pockets of these large corporations that get to stay open while your local business collapses and falls. The amount of corruption in the spending we're seeing is boundless. You're never going to hear about it. Why? Because most of the people who live in Congress, who live in the Senate, most of those people partake in it. They benefit from it. Okay? Leaders that don't respect we the people and don't really give a damn about us anymore. They want to be in Congress long enough to make a career out of it. It was never supposed to be that way. It is today. They don't go for 4 or 8 years to represent their constituents who put them there, which is what they're supposed to do. They go there to gain power, to gain money. How much money has Pelosi got? Aren't we talking in well over $100 million for being in Congress? Are you kidding me? Let's go to door number 6. Destroy the healthcare system. Unconstitutional mandates for healthcare workers who are fully aware of the tyranny and personal risks that are being forced on them. They know that this isn't a vaccine. They know that it doesn't keep you from getting the disease or the virus. They know it doesn't keep your body from storing it. They know for a fact that it doesn't keep you from giving it to anybody. So why should you take something that is by far the most dangerous pharmaceutical product in the history of pharmaceuticals, period, or lose your life? And I don't mean die, although some of you will if you do take it. Lack of trust in doctors who keep life-saving medications from people. They don't who trusts their doctors anymore? A vast amount of people don't. And we grew up thinking doctors were basically the next step below God. They saved all of us who were going to die. Today, if you go in and they tell you you've got to take a shot and they don't offer you ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, you should look at them, call them an idiot, get up and walk out. And hospitals that allow unnecessary deaths to receive government bonuses, which can equal up to $100,000 for each person with or from, who died with or from COVID, up to $100,000 in bonuses from the government. Think I'm kidding? I'm not. Door number 7, destroy the national security. Allow open borders facilitating millions of illegals entry to prevail as a mechanism to shift the voting majority to a solid liberal base going forward, all being unvetted and many with criminal records or terrorist connections, and all supported via the current government in fashions well beyond anything our own citizens would be allowed or would probably be locked up for. So again, what are we doing? The national security is going out the window. These people come across the border, they're being put on planes and flown all over the country. How many of them are terrorists? How many of them have criminal records? How many of them, which one of them is going to kill your daughter tomorrow? Do you think I'm kidding? This is happening. And they're being flown into your cities in the dark of night, and nobody's asking your permission or telling you about it. So when I say destroy national security, that's what I'm talking about. Let's go to door number 8. Destroy its global standing. Severely damage our credibilities with key allies via unilateral actions that increase the risk to them while decreasing our trust factor. Oh, gee, let's talk about the withdrawal from Afghanistan. I don't need to go any further than that. That did more to damage U.S. credibility than anybody here can understand. But again, I worked for that industry for 40 years. Destroy its military. Mandating vaccines, that's door number 9. Mandating vaccines that will either decimate the ranks via health failures and or death, or by a vast number of those who will not comply with playing Russian roulette, because that's what it is, walking away from otherwise long and rewarding military careers. We are watching the best military on the planet being destroyed. And it's being done intentionally. They know this. They know this for a fact. Door number 10, destroy all hopes for the future. Take all stated so far. And again, these aren't the only issues. These are just the ones that are in your face right now. And multiply it by a factor of, are you kidding me? And you end up with a large portion of said population basically losing all hope for any kind of future for themselves and their children, and that includes either freedom or liberty. How much of the above, how much of what I've just stated to everybody here, how much of this is the Biden administration already accelerating to catastrophic, meaning successful, completion? Is he or his handlers, in fact, the biggest traitors ever seen in America, if not global history? Listen to what I'm telling you. I just gave you 10 points. Let me read just the titles off real quick so you can understand what those 10 doors are. Okay? Door number one, social harmony. Door number two, destroy education. Door number three, destroy economic backbone. Door number four, destroy supply chain. Door number five, destroy faith in government. Door number six, destroy the healthcare system. Door number seven, destroy national security. Door number eight, destroy global standing. Door number nine, destroy the military. Door number 10, destroy hopes for the future. You tell me which one of these isn't happening right now. That's all that's on the news, the alternative news. You tell me which one of those isn't happening, but I'm going to tell you something. If my goal today was to take the biggest, most powerful, the most economically rich nation this planet had ever produced and destroy it, those would be the very 10 mechanisms or the very 10 doors I would use in my theater. What you guys all need to do is get the hell up, walk out of the freaking theater, and look back and realize that each and every one of those doors is in the same theater, and it's all owned by the same people. Never in the history of America have we seen so many tragedies, so much tyranny, so much traitorism, so much sedition, all in the same place, happening at the same time. If Americans don't wake up to all of this very, very soon, then a plan that has been in the works since the end of World War II, when the elitists decided to milk America for everything she had and then get rid of the cowboys of the world, because you can't get global governance, true global governance, till the cowboys of the world are brought to their knees. As long as we're still standing and we're still arrogant, we're an impediment to them. You tell me which one of these 10 issues I just presented to you is wrong. Tell me which one I overblew. Tell me which one I lied about. Tell me which one I didn't explain exactly the way it is. And if you can't tell me I was wrong, what you have to tell yourself is you not only better wake up, but you better be doing a whole lot of waking up of your neighbors, your friends, and your family. Thanks for listening.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.